saying anything about the homily today. I have to apologize because I gave you some bad information, I think, on Monday. I was talking about Asherah and the Ashtaroth and talked about all the transgender garbage and all the nonsense that was part of that. That's actually Ishtar, not Asherah. So I got the wrong demon, sorry. Anyway, they're all united anyway in their attempt to take us down, but at least we can ascribe the right thing to the right false god. So anyway, all that stuff was not about Asherah, who is a feminine fertility goddess, is what she was all about, as opposed to Ishtar. Anyway, in the gospel today, as our Lord speaks to us about these people who are at who are hired to go out to the vineyard and get their pay, it's easy to look at this and think that this vineyard owner is unjust, just as it's laid out for us in the gospel. When the first ones came, they thought that they would get more because they worked for the whole day. But they had agreed about the wage that they were going to receive, and that's what they were given. They thought it was unfair because these other people only worked for an hour and they worked for 12. And this just didn't sit well with them. But as the owner pointed out, he hadn't done anything unfair. This was what they agreed to. We have to look at that for ourselves then and recognize that maybe there are a few of us here who have been in the vineyard for our whole life. Most of us, however, probably can't say that. Maybe we started at 9 o'clock instead of at 6 o'clock. Maybe we started at noon or 3. Maybe there are some who had a conversion late in life, started at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. That's the beauty of this. It doesn't matter. What matters is that a person has faith in the Lord and that they love him and try to serve him once they recognize that he's the truth. That's what each one of us has to be about. And we have to understand that while on one hand the wage is indeed equal, that is, the people who have even a deathbed conversion can go to heaven. And if you have been faithful to the Lord since you were a baby, you too can go to heaven. On that level, it's the same wage. But, as we know, there are different levels that are there in heaven. That is, there's a hierarchy. Whoever loves the most is the one who's the highest in heaven. And so you recognize that if you have had a longer time to be in the vineyard, you've had a greater opportunity then to be purified. You've had a greater opportunity to develop the spiritual life. You've had a greater opportunity to grow in love with the Lord, which is going to translate into eternity, where if you love him more here on earth, you will be able to love him more for eternity. So yes, everybody gets to go to heaven, but think of the advantage which is yours. And what a gift that if you have been faithful to the Lord since you were a baby, what an immense blessing. Most people are going to have to look back with great regret at some of the things that have been done in their lives, some of the sins that they've committed, the ways that they've offended God. It is a great way of growing in humility to look at those things. It is also a great way of being able to praise God for his mercy when we recognize just how horrendously we have sinned against him. And so if you have been faithful since infancy, praise God, you don't have that to worry about. But most of us can't say that. Most of us will have to be able to look at it and say, I was out in the vineyard, and for whatever reason, I didn't work. Or worse, I started ripping up the plants. I started destroying what the master had given me to do. I had an opportunity to to be able to grow in love, but all I did was something that was selfish instead. I had an opportunity to develop my prayer life, but instead I decided that the internet or the TV or whatever it is was more important. All of us can look at these kinds of things and ask, am I really doing what I've been asked to do? And if I was hired to go out in the vineyard, am I really doing that? I always think about that when our Lord talks about in his teaching that when you have done all of these things, say, I am a worthless servant and I've done nothing more than what I was commanded to do. I don't know about you. I can't even make the claim that I have made it up to being a worthless servant yet. Am I doing everything that God has asked me to do? Heavens no. How pathetic. So we can't even say that we're a worthless servant. We're less than that because we're not doing everything that we were commanded to do. But at least what we can do is rejoice when someone else comes into the vineyard. To be able to praise God no matter at what point this person's life might be, no matter how horrendous their sins may have been in the past, we have to be able to rejoice. Because here's another person who can love the Lord more. And isn't that what our desire is? That's the nature of love, is doing what's best for the other. God is infinite love. And so we want more people to love him. And we want more people to be loved by him. And we must understand, if that happens, we don't lose anything. We aren't loved less because somebody else is being loved. God's love is infinite. He loves you infinitely. He loves the person next to you infinitely. He loves all of us infinitely. So it's not like, well, but if somebody else comes into the vineyard, I'm going to get less. Not at all. You get the same wage. Infinite love. How can you complain about that? Well, but if this person gets the same as me, praise the Lord. That's what this is all about. Remember, love is the opposite of selfishness. And so we want everybody to know the love of God. We want everybody to be able to love God and be loved by God. That's the true desire of our hearts. That should be, anyway. So again, when we look at our own selves, if we're falling into any sense of selfishness, we have to ask ourselves, why do I think that I deserve God's love, but this other person, for whatever reason, doesn't in my mind? It's like, really? When I think about my own sins, how can I suggest that somebody else is undeserving? When I think of the fact that I'm not even a worthless servant, how can I complain if there's somebody else who comes along that may be a better servant than I am? Or somebody else who's going to take up part of that job? We should be rejoicing. That's what we have to be about. Because in heaven, there is no selfishness, absolutely zero. That's what we want to start with now, working toward that. As I keep pointing out to people, this life is all about preparing where you're going to spend eternity. Hell is pure selfishness, 100%. There is no charity, zero in hell. It is 100% selfish. Heaven is 100% charity. There is no selfishness. So now ask yourself, where are you preparing for? Am I really growing in love for God, for neighbor, or am I growing in selfishness? Living in the most selfish society in the history of humanity, it's going to be easy to be caught into that selfishness. That's where we have to just keep our focus on the Lord. And if there's somebody else who is drawn to him, someone else who has a conversion, someone else who loves him, then that should bring even greater praise from us. And if there's somebody who loves him more than I do, then that should cause me to praise God even more, because God is worthy of that love. And the fact that somebody else loves more than I do, while I should praise God for that, I need to be careful, because the fact that I don't love him as much, that's my doing, not God's. And how can I be envious or jealous of that other person for doing what I should have been doing right along anyway? They're loving God more than I do. I should be loving God more than I do already. So maybe that should, instead of getting me upset, maybe that should motivate me to try to love him even more. Not in competition, but simply because that's what we're created for. It's the only thing that is going to fulfill us. It's the only thing that is going to give us purpose. And so if we can look at it that way, then our desire to love more isn't so that I can love him more than you do, because my desire should be that you will love God as much as you possibly can, and that everybody would. Because the more that we can love him, the more that we can be loved by him. Again, as I said earlier, he loves each one of us infinitely. The question, however, is how much of that love do you receive? That is entirely dependent on how much you have your heart open. If you have your heart open an eighth of an inch, then that's all the love that you can receive. Even though God's love for you is infinite, you're only receiving that tiny little bit. If you're like one of the saints and your heart is open, say 3 feet or 10 feet or whatever, as opposed to the eighth of an inch, that's how much you can receive. Either way, it's infinite how much he's giving to you, but how much you can receive is entirely dependent on you. And it's not only how much we receive, because the amount that we receive is the amount that we can give back. So if my heart is open an eighth of an inch, not only is that all that I can receive, that's all that I can give. That's as much as I can love him, is that little tiny bit. So strive to open your heart more. That's what we should all be doing for one another, praying for that, rejoicing in that, helping one another to love more. Open the heart to be able to be loved. And with the love that God gives you, you're able to love him in return. And the more that you can receive, the more that you can give. And the more that you give, the more you're going to be able to receive. That's the way it works. And that's all the Lord. All we can do is cooperate. So keep the focus where it belongs, not being jealous of anyone else, not being envious of anyone else, but rather rejoicing in the good that we see in someone else, because all the good comes from God. And then let that spur us on be able to strive to open our hearts more so that we can love more, be more fulfilled, be more perfected, be more united with God. And if the more we can do that here, the more we're going to do that for all eternity.